Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this time with you. We've just experienced an incredible shift in the Earth's crystal grid system, which is the same as our chakras and acupuncture meridians within our own body. That shift resulted in the greatest influx of light that we've experienced since we fell from grace eons ago. This activity of light is the culmination of events that have been unfolding for the past 25 years. And in order for you to grasp the magnitude of what this means for humanity and our evolution, I would like to give you some of the background of the events that brought us to this auspicious moment. Consequently, this sharing about the God Victorious 11-11-11 in November that we just experienced will be in two parts. And today I'm going to tell you about the events that literally changed the course of history, preparing for this event. As you know, during this cosmic moment, you and I have a powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world. So during this radio show today, we're going to join our hearts and minds and become one with the light workers around the world, those who are tuning in with our program, and those who are working in any way to add to the light of the world. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of every person to intervene in alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned, literally the floodgates of heaven open in response to that heartfelt plea. 2011 has been an extremely powerful year. So please join with me now as we expand the light of 2011 by uniting our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the hearts and minds of lightworkers around the world. Just for a moment, feel the love of God flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, feel yourself being transformed with the I Am presence of all humanity into one magnificent force field of pure light, a blazing sun of light that is enveloping the entire planet Earth. During our time together today in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, as we share this information, we are going to invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from our unified I Am presence and the legions of light throughout infinity. During this hour, we will just be the open door for the light of God to flow through our heart flame to amplify and integrate the magnificent energies that have been pouring into the planet since the activation of the crystal grid system to a new level of consciousness on November 11th, 2011. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Precious Hearts, it's really difficult to express in words the miracles that occurred on 11-11-11 and the 11 days preceding and following that powerful day. But the Company of Heaven said that lightworkers around the world succeeded in accomplishing our mission in ways beyond our comprehension. The events that transpired during that time have been unfolding step by step for the past 25 years. I know that many of you have been on our free mailing list, our newsletter list, for decades, and are aware of the myriad activities of light involving both heaven and earth that paved the way for this cosmic moment. However, there are thousands of you who have recently requested our free monthly newsletter and do not know of the divine intervention that brought us to this point in our planetary evolution. For this reason, the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have asked me to include a brief description of the documented global events that led to the monumental success of 11-11-11. So we're going to do that today. Now, if you are not on our free monthly email newsletter list and you would like to receive these monthly articles that contain the sharings that are being given to us by the Company of Heaven to help us through these wondrous but sometimes tumultuous times, all you have to do is go to our website, which is www.eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org, and sign up to be on our mailing list. This information is a bit complex, but it's vitally important, and it will help you have a greater clarity and understanding in the face of any adversity that you might be experiencing in your life or observing in the world. Some of this information may seem unfamiliar to you, but your God Self, your I Am Presence, has woven your energy into these events and these activities of life that I'm going to be sharing with you today, regardless of how oblivious you may be to these events on a conscious level. In your heart, you know why things are happening the way they are on Earth. You volunteered to assist with the miraculous transformation that is taking place on this planet. If that were not the case, you would not have been allowed to embody on Earth at this time. It is just that simple. The divine intent of these celestial sharings that are being given to us by the Company of Heaven are to give us strength, hope, courage, and greater understanding as we move through the critical purging process that we're all in the midst of right here and right now. These sharings are designed to help us awaken and to help us remember who we are and the mission that we have volunteered to help accomplish, which is now at hand. I know these are busy times, but take the time to let this energy resonate in your heart. Let it flow through your consciousness. You'll be very grateful that you did. 25 years ago, humanity began the most accelerated shift of consciousness that we have ever experienced. The catalyst for that awakening was an event that was coined harmonic convergence. Harmonic convergence involved a rare celestial alignment that took place between August 15th and 17th in 1987. During those precious days, literally hundreds of thousands of light workers around the world responded to their heart's call and traveled to sacred sites and powerful activation points all over the planet. This occurred without the help of the internet or the social networks like Facebook and Twitter that we have today. Some people were consciously aware of what was taking place, but many of them have shared since that time that they were just intuitively responding to a subtle inner prompting that they had in their hearts. The sacred sites and PowerPoints that lightworkers were being attracted to were acupuncture points along the meridians of Earth's crystal grid system. This system functions like the acupuncture points and meridians that are associated with the chakra systems in our own bodies. But Mother Earth's case, this system became almost dormant when humanity fell into the dense frequencies of separation and duality after our fall from grace eons ago. Our descent into chaos caused us to fall into vibrations off of the spiral of evolution and initiated our self-inflicted entrapment on what has been called our humanly created wheel of karma. The prophecies of the Hopi, Lakota Sioux, and various other Native American tribes, as well as prophecies from the ancient Mayan civilizations, all foretold of the life-changing event that would take place during the celestial alignments of August 15th through the 17th in 1987. Some described the event as a spiritual initiation into illumination. They said this initiation would create a quantum leap in consciousness for all humanity. And the prophecies revealed that this event would tip the scales into a new paradigm of planetary healing and transformation. the influx of light that flowed through the collective cup of consciousness and the heart flames of light workers who were strategically stationed all over the world actually changed the course of history for humanity. It also triggered the initial impulse of Earth's ascension off of the wheel of karma back onto the spiral of evolution. We were told by the Company of Heaven at that time that this would be a 25-year process, which would pave the way for Earth's ascension into the fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite light. The beings of light said that the first 5 years would be very tumultuous. Then there would be another global event that would greatly enhance humanity's awakening. That event was coined Ascending Through the Doorway of 1111. The doorway of 1111 involved a rare window of opportunity that united heaven and earth in profound ways for a six-month period. It began with a very powerful solar eclipse on July 11, 1991, and built in momentum until Earth's ascension through the doorway of 1111, which took place on January 11, 1992. During that six-month period, the highest frequencies of God's divine light that we had experienced to date flowed through the heart flames of lightworkers around the world into the Earth's crystal grid system. This influx of light prepared all life on this planet to withstand the higher vibrations of the fourth dimension, which we were moving into. On January 11, 1992, lightworkers around the world once again offered the collective cup of our consciousness to be the open door for the light of God that would assist the Earth and all her life up the spiral of evolution into the initial impulse of the fourth dimension. With Earth's victorious ascension into the fourth dimension, all was in readiness for the next phase of the divine plan. Now, one of the most devastating results of our fall from grace was the schism that was formed between humanity and the elemental beings who had so selflessly volunteered to sustain the Earth's bodies and the bodies of the sons and daughters of God in a state of vibrant health and eternal youth during our earthly sojourns. These beings volunteered to maintain the body of Mother Earth in the pristine beauty of the Garden of Eden. Tragically, when we fell from grace, we lost awareness of the elemental kingdom. Since that time, our human egos have manipulated us into believing that the physical plane is all that exists, and that the Earth is here for humanity to use and abuse as we will. Our egos actually tricked us into believing that this planet is an inanimate object and that she is void of intelligence. Nothing could be further from the truth. When our fear-based human egos took control of our earthly bodies, they decided that their purpose and reason for being was to gratify our physical senses. Once this occurred, the elemental, intelligent life that comprises our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies was forced to outpicture growth mutations. These mutations consisted of aging, disease, mental illness, deformities, and all of the degenerative diseases we have miscreated. Even death, as we know it now, is a human miscreation. Our negative thought forms and feelings were projected onto the elemental intelligence sustaining the body of Mother Earth after our ego took command. And from that time on, we started experiencing inclement weather conditions, earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, wildfires, droughts, famines, plagues, pestilence, pollution of every conceivable kind, and everything else that is not reflecting the perfection of the Garden of Eden and heaven on earth. After our ascent into the fourth dimension, an activity of light was set into motion with the divine intent of healing this terrible schism between humanity and the elemental kingdom. That event was orchestrated by awakening light workers and the kingdom of heaven. The event was titled the First Earth Summit, and it took place in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, through a two-week period from June 1st through the 14th in 1992. The First Earth Summit was really an amazing event. For the first time ever, 176 world leaders came together for a common cause, the healing of the Earth. Each leader had his own agenda and his own idea on how he or she would accomplish their mission. But the facet that was vital was the fact that we were in agreement that something needed to be done to heal the Earth. This was significant and unprecedented in the history of time. In addition to the world leaders, there were 40,000 individuals representing organizations committed to planetary healing and sustainable growth who also traveled to Rio de Janeiro. These lightworkers joined in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who were tuning in to this global event. Together, we created a chalice of light that enveloped the entire planet Earth. This chalice of light sent a beacon of hope to the elemental kingdom. This sacred gathering in Rio was the outer world demonstration that the elemental kingdom had been waiting for humanity to organize, to prove that humanity was worthy of again regaining our trust, and we were ready to reclaim our position as stewards of the earth. Our Mother God, the Holy Spirit, has always been the sustaining force behind the elemental kingdom. That is why we refer to Mother Nature and Mother Earth. Her loving presence was a critical factor in the healing that took place between humanity and the elemental kingdom at the First Earth Summit. With this gathering, the elemental kingdom began once again to trust that humanity would reclaim our responsibility as stewards of the Earth. On June 1, 1992, the Earth Summit began. The lightworkers at the summit and those tuning in from around the world intensified our chalice of light, which enveloped the entire planet Earth. This unified cup of consciousness created an open portal between heaven and earth, and the love of our Mother God was able to flow through this portal into the physical plane, bathing humanity and the elemental kingdom in her divine love and healing unguent. For 7 days, humanity and the elemental kingdom experienced the love of our Mother God in ways that transcended the atrocities that we had perpetrated on each other. Through divine grace, the pain and suffering humanity and the elemental kingdom had inflicted on each other were forgiven, and the elemental kingdom agreed to establish a new covenant with humanity. On June 7, 1992, which was the day that is celebrated in the outer world as Pentecost, it was the midpoint of the Earth Summit, and the love of our Mother God had been building to a tremendous crescendo. It was not by chance that the apex of the Earth Summit fell on the day that is dedicated to the Holy Spirit, who is the divine feminine presence who sustains and nurtures the elemental kingdom. On that sacred and holy day, inner and outer world activities of light took place at the Earth Summit that allowed humanity and the elemental kingdom to integrate our Mother God's love and to heal the schism that had been formed between us eons ago. through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, a new covenant of divine love was formed between humanity and the elemental kingdom. A new consciousness of trust and cooperation was established that will now allow us to work together for the healing of humanity's earthly bodies and the bodies of Mother Earth. Instead of the cataclysmic earth changes that had been prophesied, which were destined to result in the death of millions of people, the necessary purging will now be done in a much gentler way. Earth is a living, breathing organism, and we have abused her terribly. In order for her to ascend into the fifth dimension, which is her destiny, she has to purge and cleanse herself. So we will experience inclement weather conditions until the cleansing process is complete. The difference is that now millions of people will not die in the process. There will be some loss of life, but it will be a minuscule fraction of what was originally predicted. The souls who leave the planet during these purgings have at some level agreed to go through the experience. We are all going through the experiences that our God selves, our I Am presence, have agreed for us to go through. This is true regardless of how unaware we may be on a conscious level of that agreement and the agreements we made with our Father, Mother, God. In cooperation with the elemental kingdom, we are now preparing our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies for the changes that we will go through in order for us to ascend into the fifth dimension. We are literally transforming our bodies at a cellular level from carbon-based cells into crystalline-based cells. We are actually becoming fifth-dimensional solar light beings. With the victory of the Earth Summit, the Company of Heaven revealed the next facet of the divine plan that had to be fulfilled. They said that prior to our fall from grace, the Earth's crystal grid system functioned perfectly. It was the vehicle through which the light of God flowed to enhance and sustain the bodies of Mother Earth. Within this system were placed Earth's record keeper crystals, which function like our DNA within our own bodies. These are crystals that were pre-encoded with the immaculate concept of the full divine potential of not only the sons and daughters of God who would evolve on this planet, but the full divine potential of Mother Earth as well. The initial impulse of our fall from grace took place on the continent of Lemuria. This was a very large continent that existed in the Pacific Ocean. When it became obvious to our Father, Mother, God that after the fall, humanity was sinking into deeper frequencies of chaos and destruction than we were going to be able to transcend, it was decided that, as a merciful act of divine grace, the elemental kingdom would take Lemuria beneath the healing waters of the Pacific Ocean. The intent of that event was to cleanse the body of Mother Earth and to release the souls evolving on that continent into the inner schools of learning, where they would hopefully learn how to change their course of direction. Prior to the sinking of Lemuria, the mighty Elohim, who are the builders of form associated with the elemental kingdom, withdrew the crystal from the crystal grid system, the record keeper crystals that contained the original archetypes and codings for Earth and humanity's divine plan. These crystals were placed within a large monolith for safekeeping, awaiting the time in the future when the sons and daughters of God would awaken enough to reverse our fall from grace and reclaim our purpose and reason for being on Earth. When Lemuria sank beneath the waters of the Pacific Ocean, it broke apart. and a portion of that continent containing the monoliths with the record keeper crystals was pushed far into the southern hemisphere. Australia and New Zealand are both fragments of Lemuria. Uluru, or often called Ayers Rock in Australia, is the monolith in which the record keeper crystals were placed for safekeeping. After the sinking of Lemuria, a contingency plan was set into motion to help the remaining sons and daughters of God on Earth to reverse the adverse effects of our fall from grace. This divine plan and the archetypes on how to accomplish this mission were programmed and encoded into new record keeper crystals that the Elohim placed in Earth's crystal grid system on the continent of Atlanta. Atlantis was a continent that once existed in the Atlantic Ocean. Unfortunately, the contingency plan for that continent failed as well, and after a period of time, it was determined by our Father, Mother, God that Atlantis would be submerged below the healing waters of the Atlantic Ocean for purification. Once again, the Elohim withdrew the record keeper crystals with the contingency plan encoded in them, and these crystals were placed in a large monolith until humanity would awaken enough to reclaim our direction. The monolith containing the record keeper crystals from Atlantis is known as Stone Mountain, and it is located in Atlanta, Georgia, in the USA, which is named after Atlantis. For millennia, the Company of Heaven and the directors of the Elemental Kingdom have been waiting for humanity to awaken enough to remember our divine commitment as stewards of the earth. When the new covenant was established between humanity and the Elemental Kingdom at the first Earth Summit, the Company of Heaven knew that at long last we were ready to reactivate the record keeper crystals in Uluru in Australia and Stone Mountain in Atlanta, Georgia. The problem was that humanity had created the negative situations that resulted in the sinking of Lemuria and Atlantis. Consequently, we alone were responsible for invoking the light of God that would reactivate the record keeper crystals, thus reclaiming the immaculate concept of the divine plan for the sons and daughters of God and Mother Earth. With this knowing, a plan was set into motion that would create a global collective cup of humanity's consciousness through which the light of God would be able to flow to accomplish that mighty feat. It was determined that the only positive event that had the potential of drawing the global focus of humanity's attention in the monumental numbers necessary to reactivate the record keeper crystals in Stone Mountain and Uluru was the Olympic Games. The Olympic Games are truly a global event, and they draw the attention of an estimated 4.5 billion people during the 17 days of competition. The Olympic Games demonstrate the family of humanity setting aside our differences while coming together to attain our highest level of excellence. This was the perfect thought form for the collective cup of humanity's consciousness in order to magnetize a powerful enough influx of light to reactivate Earth's record keeper crystals. Through the unified efforts of heaven and earth, a plan was set into motion, and the Olympic Games were scheduled in Atlanta, Georgia in 1996 and Sydney, Australia in 2000. During the Olympic Games in Atlanta in 1996, lightworkers around the world united once again in consciousness with the Company of Heaven and invoked the light of God to activate the record keeper crystals in Stone Mountain, which were programmed with the contingency plan for the reversal of the adverse effects of our fall from grace. After that activation, the Elohim and the directors of the Elemental Kingdom redistributed those crystals throughout Earth's crystal grid system. The sacred knowledge contained within the crystals began flowing into the mental and emotional strata of Earth and filtering into the hearts and minds of humanity. This activity of light greatly accelerated humanity's awakening. During the next 4 years, myriad activities of light took place around the world, involving awakening humanity and the company of heaven. These events intensified the shift of consciousness taking place on Earth. In 2000, during the Olympic Games in Australia, lightworkers in every country of the world united with the company of heaven once again and invoked the light of God that would activate the record keeper crystals held in the monolith known as Uluru in Australia. These were the crystals that were programmed at the very inception of this planet with the immaculate concept of the divine potential of the sons and daughters of God and Mother Earth. After the God-victorious accomplishment of the reactivation of Earth's original record keeper crystals, the awakening of humanity moved forward at warp speed. In November 2003, the energy, vibration, and consciousness of the collective body of humanity had reached a critical mass that allowed our Mother God, the feminine aspect of deity we have always known as the Holy Spirit, to expand her divine love and her momentum as the Holy Comforter in ways that she had not been able to since we fell into the chaos of duality and separation. This expansion of our Mother God's divine love and comfort was secured in every person's heart flame, while the Earth and all her life were held in the embrace of two very powerful eclipses, a lunar eclipse which took place on November 8, 2003, and a solar eclipse which took place on November 23rd in 2003. During that amazing influx of light, lightworkers joined with the company of heaven for another incredibly powerful global event. That event was coined Harmonic Concordance, and it triggered Earth's initial ascent up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimension. Harmonic concordance involved a very rare celestial alignment that opened a portal of divine consciousness, which extended from the heart of our Father Mother God into the sun of even pressure in the center of the earth. This newly opened portal of light allowed our Father Mother God and the company of heaven to bathe humanity in new and profoundly powerful frequencies of divine consciousness. Since that miraculous time, the influx of divine consciousness has pushed everything to the surface that conflicts with the divine truth of the oneness of all life. This initiated the time long foretold when all that is hidden must now be revealed. From outer appearances, it looks as though this has wreaked havoc on Earth. That is because the long-accepted boys-will-be-boys consciousness that resulted in the tolerance of literally mind-boggling corruption, greed, and the abuse of power seems to have brought us to our knees. But fortunately, that is an illusion. The good news is that the self-obsessed consciousness that has controlled and manipulated governments, global finances, energy, and the environment for centuries is finally coming to an end. When the dust clears, the end result will be an awakened family of humanity who remembers the oneness of all life and is committed to interacting with and reversing the adverse effects of our love, the adverse effects of our fall and interacting with all humanity with reverence and love, not only for the human kingdom, but the elemental kingdom as well. The human race will once again consist of awakened sons and daughters of God who will respond to every situation with divine intelligence, integrity, honesty, compassion, and above all, love, consistently seeking win-win situations, working toward the highest good for all concerned. Now, during the 7 years following harmonic concordance, people continued awakening by leaps and bounds. These precious souls joined with the forces of light and began to co-create a new planetary cause. In 2010, humanity reached a critical mass that allowed this new planetary cause to be created in the realms of perfection. During December, the solstice, on December 21st, 2010, we experienced a lunar eclipse. The first time those two events, the winter solstice and a lunar eclipse, had occurred at the same time was only one other time in the last previous 2,000 years. So this was a very rare event. The energies that flowed into the planet during that time created a shift of consciousness that allowed humanity to co-create a new planetary cause of divine love. This energy built in momentum until the solar eclipse, which took place on January 4th, 2010. Once something occurs in the realms of cause, nothing can prevent it from manifesting eventually in the world of effects. The only variable is how long that will take, and that is determined by the people in embodiment focusing their attention on whatever it is that has been created in the realms of cause. So the sooner humanity focuses our attention on the patterns of perfection from the realms of cause, which include the oneness of all life, the sooner we will begin experiencing the new heaven and the new earth tangibly in the physical plane. The creation of our new planetary cause of divine love was something our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven had been waiting for us to accomplish for millennia. Then in 2011, 11 years after the final phase of the reactivation of Earth's record keeper crystals, we were ready for the next critical phase of Earth's ascension process. 11 is the master number that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. Throughout 2011, we have been experiencing miraculous activities of light that have helped shift at a cellular level the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity into a higher frequency of light. This process has been given to us by beloved Mother Mary and the Company of Heaven. And I would like for you to join with me now for an activity of light where we will join in consciousness working together to raise the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies and those in the bodies of beloved Mother Earth. As we conclude our hour today, we are going to move into a higher frequency of our solar-like bodies, the vehicles of our I Am presence. Then next week, I will continue sharing with you the miracles that actually took place during the events of November 11th, 2011. So please join with me now for this activity of light. This is a beautiful activity of light that has been given to us by our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven. This activity of light is designed to shift the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies from carbon-based planetary entities into the higher solar light frequencies of our mighty I Am Presence. So breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. I'm going to state this visualization in the first person so that we will each experience it individually. But know that we are collectively invoking this light on behalf of every man, woman, and child on earth, whether they are in or out of embodiment. This is a magnificent moment in the evolution of this planet, and the light has shifted through the crystal grid system, moving us a quantum leap into our higher solar reality. So as we do this activity of light today, we are each going to move forward in vibration into frequencies that we have never experienced before, and frequencies that will move us into the comfort and joy of the fifth dimensional frequencies of the new solar reality of our fifth dimensional planetary experience of light. So once again, follow me through this visualization through the full power of your attention. Through my I Am Presence, I now take my healing process to the next level. There is a magnificent angel of healing standing within my aura that has been given to me by beloved Mother Mary. This angelic presence has volunteered to remain with me until I am moved into the realms of perfection and I am truly ascended and free. My physical bodies are raising in vibration, and this magnificent angelic presence is coming to the fore, standing in readiness now to assist me in this healing activity of light. There is an angel of healing standing within the aura of every man, woman, and child, who likewise has been given to each one by beloved Mother Mary. These angels, too, have volunteered to remain with each person until the healing activities into our solar light bodies is complete and we are crystalline solar light beings. And I begin. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. I breathe in deeply, and as I exhale, I completely relax. I am enveloped in an invincible force field of light, which prevents anything from interfering with or distracting me from this sacred activity of healing and transformation. I breathe in deeply again, and as I do, I enter the divinity of my heart. There I kneel before the altar of love, and I surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my true God reality, my I Am Presence. My four earthly vehicles are being brought into alignment, and my energy, vibration, and consciousness are accelerating to higher frequencies than I have ever experienced. I realize that I am ascending now through a mighty shaft of light into the realms of illumined truth. In the blink of an eye, I find myself standing in the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light. For a sublime moment, I absorb the wonder of this magical place, which is the fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite light. I gradually become aware that there is a being of light standing next to me. And I realize this is beloved Mother Mary. I am standing in front of her magnificent crystalline temple, and she gently escorts me up the stairways through the golden massive door. Mother Mary reveals to me that this is the temple of healing through transfiguration. She escorts me through the alabaster hallways, and we enter a massive chamber in the center of the temple. Pulsating in the center of this central chamber is a huge crystal and lotus blossom. And blazing within the center of the lotus blossom is a beautiful Madonna blue flame with a scintillating white radiance. This is the flame of the Immaculate Concept. The flame of the Immaculate Concept is a sacred fire that pulsates with the full divine potential of every facet of life evolving on earth. Beloved Mother Mary is the keeper of the flame of the Immaculate Concept. As I stand in the central chamber, Mother Mary points out that there are four smaller chambers at the cardinal points of this massive room. Each of these chambers has a smaller crystal lotus blossom with the flame of the Immaculate Concept pulsating in its center. Mother Mary beckons me now to enter the flame of the Immaculate Concept in the large crystalline lotus blossom in the central chamber, and I gratefully respond. I stand within the scintillating essence of this sacred fire, and I begin to experience the vibratory rate of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies accelerating. My consciousness is being lifted up, and I perceive more clearly than ever before the divine blueprint, the Immaculate Concept for my earthly bodies. This blueprint is the template for my fifth-dimensional solar light bodies. Pouring forth now from the very heart of my Father, Mother, God is a tremendous shaft of light. This shaft of light is pulsating with the divine qualities of healing, restoration, transformation, and transfiguration. The shaft of light enters my crown chakra and descends into the flame of the Immaculate Concept in the lotus blossom in the central chamber. It begins blazing in through and around my four earthly bodies. This shaft of light now expands into the four chambers at the cardinal point as tremendous laser beams of light. Mother Earth reveals that each of these chambers is dedicated to the transfiguration of one of my four earthly bodies. The chamber to the east is dedicated to the transfiguration of my emotional body. The chamber to the west is dedicated to the transfiguration of my mental body. The chamber to the north is dedicated to the transfiguration of my etheric body. And the chamber to the south is dedicated to the transfiguration of my physical body. Now Mother Mary directs me to consciously project my emotional body and all of my feelings and emotions into the flame of the Immaculate Concept in the crystal lotus blossom in the chamber at the cardinal point to the east. The flame of healing, restoration, transformation, and transfiguration blazes in through and around my emotional body, transmuting every trace of imbalance or imperfection. My I Am presence now projects the divine blueprint for my emotional light body through this vehicle, and it begins to pulsate as a light pattern, transfiguring this body instantly into the immaculate concept of my fifth-dimensional emotional solar-light body. Mother Mary now directs me to consciously project my mental body and all of my thoughts into the flame of the immaculate concept in the crystal lotus blossom in the chamber at the cardinal point to the west. The flame of healing, restoration, transformation, and transfiguration blazes in through and around my mental body, transmuting every trace of imbalance or imperfection. My I Am presence now projects the divine blueprint for my mental light body through this vehicle, and it begins pulsating as a light pattern, transfiguring this body instantly into the immaculate concept of my fifth-dimensional mental solar light body. Mother Mary now directs me to consciously project my etheric body and all of my memories and records of the past into the flame of the immaculate concept in the crystal lotus blossom in the chamber at the cardinal point to the north. The flame of healing, restoration, transformation, and transfiguration blazes in through and around my etheric body, transmuting every trace of imbalance or imperfection. My I Am presence now projects the divine blueprint for my etheric light body through this vehicle, and it begins pulsating as a light pattern, transfiguring this body instantly into the immaculate concept of my fifth-dimensional etheric solar light body. Now Mother Mary directs me to consciously project my physical body and every cell, atom, gland, muscle, organ, and function of this vehicle into the flame of the immaculate concept in the crystal lotus blossom in the chamber at the cardinal point to the south. The flame of healing, restoration, transformation, and transfiguration blazes in through and around my physical body, transmuting every trace of imbalance or imperfection. My I Am presence now projects the divine blueprint for my physical light body through this vehicle, and it begins pulsating as a light pattern, transfiguring this body instantly into the immaculate concept of my fifth-dimensional physical solar light body. Now, one by one, I magnetize my fifth-dimensional solar light bodies back into the flame of the immaculate concept in the lotus blossom in the central chamber, where they are brought into perfect alignment. First, my physical solar light body. Now, my etheric solar light body. Now my mental solar light body. And finally, my emotional solar light body. I maintain the frequency of these perfected vehicles through my I Am presence as I gently return my consciousness to the physical plane. Within the physical plane, I now seal this activity of light in the core of purity within every electron of my earthly bodies and the earthly bodies of all humanity by affirming, I am the immaculate concept of my fifth-dimensional solar-like bodies, now made manifest and sustained by God's divine grace. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Precious hearts, breathe in deeply now and gently return your consciousness to the room, becoming aware of your earthly bodies and their new higher frequency through which your I Am presence has now integrated at the highest degree allowed at this moment for you by cosmic law. Beloved ones, thank you for your willingness to add to the light of the world. And please join with us again next week as we continue part two of a glorious and victorious 11-11-11. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.